读《哥林多前书》第二章。
We return to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
在新约圣经
1 Corinthians is found in the New Testament
哥林多前书第二章第一节
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1
弟兄们从前我到你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the mystery of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又甚战惊。
When I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling,
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
And my word and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages of our glory.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But just as it is written,Things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩。赐给我们的事。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but a spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom,But in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
And we end our Bible reading.
下面一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
是在你永远的爱了我们。
You have loved us with an everlasting love.
你所赐给我们的，实在是我们眼睛没有见过的，耳朵也没有听过的，连我们人心都没有想过的。
And what you have given us is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, even our hearts have not understood.
我们感谢你，今天借着圣灵，你向我们开启了。
We thank you through the Holy Spirit, you have revealed yourself to us.
早晨，我们愿意再一同的谦卑的来到你的面前。
And this morning we come before you humbly.
愿你的圣灵再来光照我们。
May your Holy Spirit shine upon us.
把你自己的话向我们打开。
And open your words to us.
你带领我们都进到真理的实际。
Lead us into the reality of your truth.
让我们再来在这里听见你向我们说话的声音。
Cause us to hear your voice.
开启在我们的里面。
And open our hearts.
我们仰望你。
We look up to you, Lord.
用你的同在覆庇我们。
May you cover us with your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们知道哥林多前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
We know that the book of 1 Corinthians is a very precious book.
因为它特别是讲到神的教会在地上实行的一面。
Because it especially talks about the practicality of God's church on earth.
我们知道这卷书真的让我们摸着神的心意。
And this book truly helps us to touch God's heart's desire.
因为神今天他要在这万有当中要得着他的教会。
Today he will gain his church among all creation.
并且借着他的教会让他的儿子能够得着彰显。
And through his church, that his son may be revealed.
让人都看见他儿子的荣耀。
That we may all see the glory of his son.
让人都来尊敬他的儿子。
That all men may respect his son.
让人都来高举他的儿子。
That all men may exalt his son.
所以我们知道这卷书是在讲到教会的见证。
So we know that this book tells us the testimony of the church.
这实在是非常非常大的一件事。
And this is indeed a great thing.
这是我们的神要得着的。
This is something our God is seeking for.
这也是仇敌特别惧怕的一件事。
And this is something the enemy is truly afraid.
就是教会历史的资料告诉我们。
And through the church history,
关于这卷书所引起的争论。
We know that this book has caused many dissensions.
甚至超过关乎启示录所引起的争论。
It has caused more quarrels and discussions than the book of Revelation.
我们知道我们读启示录的时候定会有许多不同的看法。
We know when we read the book of Revelation, we will have so many different point of view.
因为实在那讲到将来许多发生的事。
Because it's a book that talks about the things that will happen in the future.
所以我们当然有不同的角度，所以就有不同的看法。
And so because we see things from different perspectives, therefore we have different understanding.
但是这一卷书实在是白纸黑字。
But this book is so practical.
是这样的清清楚楚。
It is so clearly written.
但你发现在教会历史上关于这卷书所引起的争论是那样的激烈。
But you discover that there are so many fears, dissensions concerning the discussion of this book.
有些神的儿女因着这卷书不同的看法就彼此分开了。
And some children of God are split because of this book.
弟兄姊妹，这卷书它不仅给我们看见教会的见证。
This book not only shows us the testimony of the church.
它更给我们看见教会见证的道路。
It shows us the way to build up the testimony.
那是十字架。
And which is the cross?
仇敌最恨神的儿子。
The enemy hated the Son of God.
仇敌也最怕十字架。
The enemy is also most afraid of the cross.
因为我们的主他在十字架上打败了仇敌。
Because our Lord defeated the enemy upon the cross.
他借着死就败坏了那掌死权的。
And through death, he has corrupted.
就是魔鬼。
The death. The one who reigns death, which is the enemy, which is devil.
让我们这些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人得着释放。
And he has liberated all of us who were slavery of sin.
主不仅在十字架打败魔鬼。
Not only he defeated the enemy on the cross.
十字架更把我们的主把他显明出来。
The cross also manifests our Lord to us.
哪里有十字架，哪里就有神儿子的彰显。
Wherever there is the cross, there is also the manifestation of the Son of God.
神的儿子显出来，就出灭魔鬼一切的作为。
When the Son of God is manifested, he defeats all the work of the enemy.
所以主借着十字架不仅打败魔鬼。
So through the cross, he not only defeated,
而且败坏他一切所做的。
But he has destroyed all his work.
所以仇敌是何等害怕十字架。
And our adversary feared the cross tremendously.
他用各种各样的办法让我们离开主的十字架。
He used all sorts of means to cause us to leave the cross.
只要人离开了十字架。
As long as men stay away from the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们定会是失败。
Brother and sister, we will definitely fail.
我们知道仇敌他之所以能够借着人在那里抵挡神的旨意。
We know the enemy can use men to resist God's will.
乃是借着人的肉体。
He uses the flesh of man.
无论你认为好的，还是你轻看、你所藐视的。
He can use the good things and the things that you despise.
无论是好的肉体，还是你所轻看的肉体。
Good flesh or the flesh that you despise.
只要仇敌得着我们的肉体。
As long as the enemy gain hold of your flesh,
他就可以借着人来抵挡神的旨意。
He can use men to resist God's will.
我们知道十字架就专门对付人的肉体。
And we know the cross is the tool that deals with man's flesh.
在加拉太书第四章那里就特别告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 4 it tells us.
当我们的主他钉十字架的时候。
When our Lord is crucified.
他已经把我们的肉体连同我们的肉体一切的邪情私欲都一同的钉在十字架上。
He has crucified our flesh and all the lust of flesh upon the cross.
人只有来到十字架底下。
Man only needs to come at the foot of the cross.
才是可靠的避难所。
And there we will find our refuge.
十字架是我们永远的依靠。
And the cross is the one that we always rely upon.
不仅我们得救的时候需要十字架。
Not only when we are first saved, we need a cross.
我们每一天跟随主的道路上都需要十字架。
In our daily following of the Lord, we need his cross.
我们大家都听过一个故事。
We have heard the story.
那个时候在一个森林里面着了大火。
And once there was a great fire in the forest.
他们正好有三个人在去打猎。
And there were three hunters.
那么他们就想说他们应该怎样逃避这样的大火。
And so they were thinking, how can they escape such great fire?
因为风非常的大。
The wind was blowing hard.
所以那个火焰非常的气势非常的强。
And the flame rose rapidly.
还有一个人就非常的能跑。
And one man who was very good at running.
想说我就使劲的跑。
He said, I will just keep on running. 我总能够
逃离这个大火的这个焚烧。
And I will definitely be able to escape the fire.
还有一个人他就爬到一棵很高很高的树上。
There was another man who climbed onto a very tall tree.
我想如果爬到这么高的树上，那个火焰一定烧不着我。
He says, as long as I can climb on top of the tree, I can escape the flame.
还有一个人他也跑不动。
And there was another man who's unable to run.
他也没有本事爬树。
He also does not have the ability to climb trees.
我们知道他就放了在他们脚前放了一把火。
And he set fire around him.
把他脚前那一片的树全都烧掉。
And he burned the tree that surrounded him.
当到大火过来的时候。
When the great fire finally arrived.
那个跑得最快最快的人被烧死了。
The one that ran the fastest, he was burned.
那个爬到最高最高树上的人也被烧死了。
And the one that climbed on top the highest tree also burned.
只有这一位躲在这块烧过的土地上的人，他躲过了大火。
Only the man who stood at the ground which was already burned, he escaped the fire.
今天神向着罪的愤怒的烈火就在那里焚烧。
Today God's wrath is burning against sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the price of death.
神一定要审判所有的罪恶。
The wage of sin is death.
今天你怎么逃避神愤怒的烈火呢？
And today, how can you escape God's fury?
难道你要借着修行吗？
Do you Do you do it through asceticism?
你要使劲地奔跑吗？
Do you run very fast?
你想躲避吗？
Do you want to escape?
你想爬到最高端树上去吗？
Do you want to climb on top of the highest tree?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，
Dear brothers, sisters, and dear friends,
在这一个地球上，
On this earth,
有一块地图是被烧过的。
There is a piece of ground that has been burned.
就是哥哥他的十字架。
And that is the cross of Golgotha.
主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们忍受了神愤怒烈火的焚烧。
Jesus Christ endured the burning of God's fury against sin.
人今天只要来到十字架的地下。
Today, all we need to do is come before the cross.
虽然神愤怒的烈火是那样的严厉，
Even though God's wrath is so severe,
他要审判一切的罪恶。
He will judge all sin.
只要人来到十字架的底下，
But as long as men come at the foot of the cross,
你就躲过神烈火的焚烧。
You can escape the burning of his fury.
你就从神那个愤怒底下被拯救出来。
And you will be saved from God's wrath.
今天我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
Today we're all saved.
我们今天都是来到十字架底下的人。
We have all come to the foot of the cross.
我们都是躲过了神愤怒烈火焚烧的一般人。
We have escaped the burning of his fire.
但我们知道今天在这个世界上仇敌也在那里点火。
But we know that in this world, the enemy is lighting up fire everywhere.
仇敌点起许多情欲的火。
He lit up the fire of lust.
肉体情欲的火。
And he lit up the fire of
lust. 眼目情欲的火。
He let out the lust of the eyes.
骄傲的火焰。
And the lust, I mean, and the flesh of pride.
你怎么躲过？
How do you escape?
弟兄姊妹，被火烧的味道是不好受的。
When sister, to be burned by the fire is not easy.
如果这世界情欲的火烧到我们的身上，
If the fire of lust has burned to you,
我们怎么有安息？
How can you have rest?
有的时候，有的弟兄姊妹都见证说，生活好像热锅上的蚂蚁。
Sometimes the brother sister testifies says their life is like the ant upon a burning pot.
没有安息的。
There is no rest.
那里有火焰烧啊。
And there is fire coming. The fire is burning.
只有来到十字架的底下。
Only when we come to the cross.
十字架不仅让我们躲过神愤怒烈火的焚烧，
The cross will shield us from the burning of God's fire.
十字架更把我们的肉体，连着肉体的邪情私欲都一同的钉在十字架上。
And the cross will also nail all our flesh and flesh evil desires.
只有十字架底下是被烧过的地图。
Only underneath the cross, the ground has been burned.
人只有站在十字架的底下才能够过得胜的生活。
And when you stand beneath the cross, you can lead a victorious life.
如果我们在主里面稍微久一点，
If we have some experience in the Lord,
我们觉得说我们时时刻刻都需要站在十字架的底下。
We feel that we need to stand underneath the cross every moment of
the day. 我们不能够离开主的十字架。
We cannot leave his cross.
什么时候我们离开，我们什么时候定规就失败。
Whenever we leave the cross, that's when we have failed.
如果我们盼望讨主的喜悦，
If we want to please our God,
如果我们盼望说在这地上一生的年日蒙主的纪念，
If we want to be remembered by our God,
如果说我们在地上盼望能够荣耀我们的神，
And we want to glorify the Lord,
我们需要天天都站在十字架的底下。
We need to stand beneath the cross daily.
上一次和弟兄姊妹交通到哥林多前书第一章，
Last time I shared chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians with brothers and sisters.
那里面我们看见说，看见说十字架乃是教会成长的道路。
And there we see that the cross is the way for the growth of church.
因为十字架把基督带给我们。
Because cross brings us Jesus Christ.
十字架在我们里面扩大我们对基督的度量。
And the cross enlarges our capacity of knowing Christ.
当然，对基督的度量有多少，我们的成长就有多少。
And our capacity for Christ determines our growth.
那么，今天我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
And today we will look at chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians.
这里面我们看见十字架不仅把基督带给我们。
Here we see not only the cross has bring Christ to us,
更把圣灵带给我们。
It also brings to us the Holy Spirit.
主借着十字架所成功的救恩实在太伟大了。
And God has accomplished such great salvation.
借着十字架带给我们的丰富实在太多了。
And the riches that we receive through the cross is abundant.
十字架带给我们圣灵。
The cross has given us the Holy Spirit.
在这一章圣经里面。
In this chapter.
他特别提到一件事。
He especially mentioned one thing.
他特别提到圣灵所做一件非常重要的事。
It shows us one thing that the Spirit does.
就是他要把神的智慧带给我。
That is, the Holy Spirit shall bring to us the wisdom of God.
因为圣灵就是神智慧的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
他就是赐人智慧启示的灵。
He is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以今天早晨盼望只从一个简单的角度，就是从神的智慧这个角度来看第二章。
And so this morning we like to see this chapter through a simple perspective, which is of God's wisdom.
今天我们要交通一个题目，就是十字架乃是带我们进入神智慧的道路。
So the topic we will share this morning is the cross is the way that leads us into God's wisdom.
我们大家都晓得智慧是何等的宝贵。
We all treasure wisdom.
我想没有一个人盼望自己没有智慧。
There's not a person out there who doesn't want to have wisdom.
因为我们觉得我们是太需要智慧了。
We feel that we truly need wisdom.
有一次我儿子问我一个问题。
Once my son asked me a question.
他说这个 Daddy 是你的力气大呢还是大象的力气大
He said, Daddy, is your strength greater or the elephant's strength is greater?
我很不喜欢他这个问题。
I didn't like this question.
我说这个大象的力气比 Daddy 大。
I said, the elephant has greater strength than your daddy.
我说这个 elephant 这个大象不仅比 daddy 的力气大而且大象比所有人的力气都大
I said the elephant has greater strength than your daddy and also greater strength than anything else
那我告诉他说我说但是人呢应该有智慧
But I told him men have wisdom
所以人可以做出比大象力气还大的汽车来
And so men can make a car that has greater strength than elephant
弟兄姊妹，智慧实在是太宝贵了。
But sister, wisdom is truly precious.
你发现在所有的受造物的里面
，You discovered it in all the created things.
其实人是相当软弱的。
Man is one of the weakest things.
很多方面我们都比不上其他的受造之物。
We cannot compare ourselves to many other creation.
但因着神特别把智慧赐给人。
But because God has especially given man wisdom.
你发现人就可以在各方面超过所有的受造之物。
And so the men become more superior than all other creation.
智慧实在是能力啊。
Wisdom is truly power.
所以箴言里面就是说，那个智慧胜过勇士。
And in the Proverbs tells us the wisdom is greater than warrior.
这个智慧的人胜过十个有能力的官长。
And wisdom surpasses 10 rulers.
当然我们知道，智慧不仅让我们有力量。
We know that wisdom not only gives strength.
因为光有力量还不可以的。
Because just with strength, it is not enough.
你还得知道怎么样使用这个力量。
You need to know how to utilize the strength.
我记得从前我们这个刚到美国的时候，我们都自己修我们的车子。
I remember when we first came to the United States, we all learned to repair our own car.
那个时候有一次，我记得我这个回到这个我的公寓的那个地方。
Once I returned back to my apartment.
正好有两个同事在那里修他们的车子。
Two of my coworkers were trying to repair their car.
他们一人拿了一个很大的棍子。
And each of them had a long pole in their hand.
那里撬一个齿轮。
And they were trying to prop up a wheel.
他们两个人力气都很大，都使劲那里撬那个齿轮。
And these two have great strength, and they were trying to prop up the car.
他们累得满头大汗。
They were so tired.
然后呢，看见了我。
And they saw me coming.
他们说：“哎呀，这个让你的上帝快来帮帮我们。”
She says, "Ask your God to come and help us."
他们两个常常这个开上帝的玩笑。
And these two often laughed at God.
他们是真的一点都不想理他们。
And I don't want to mind them at all.
但是里面祷告。
But when after some prayers,
你们赶紧去给他们看一看。
And I had this feeling I need to go help them out.
他们就说，哎，你得再拿一根棍子，我们三个人一起来撬。
And he says, go find another pole so three of us can try to prop up the car.
我说我没力气。
I said, I don't have any strength.
我说我可以给你们祷告。
But I can pray for you.
然后我就到前面去看了一看。
So I went in front of the car to take a look.
其实我一点都不懂车子。
And actually, I don't know anything about cars.
我也不懂他们撬的是什么东西。
I don't know what they're trying to do.
但我发现他们撬的方向是反的。
But I discovered that they were propping the car up on the opposite direction.
我就说你们先别撬了。
I said, stop your working for a minute.
我就拿手那么轻轻一推。
So I used my hand just to push it lightly.
然后那个齿轮就起来了。
And then the wheel came off.
他们俩当时就目瞪口呆。
At that time, both of them were stunned.
上帝真的帮了他们。
God had indeed helped them.
弟兄姊妹，智慧对我们来讲是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, wisdom are so precious to us.
如果有力气不够的。
Just with strength itself is not enough.
如果我们过有力气的话。
If you only have strength.
如果我们有智慧。
And without any wisdom.
我们常常是累得满头大汗。
We are often become very, very tired.
我们好像是事倍功半。
And we often defeat the purpose of work.
有时候在家里面，我们真的觉得讲话很不容易。
Sometimes at home we find out it's difficult to speak.
我想说，有的时候对这个配偶啊讲一些合适的话。
Sometimes I want to say some appropriate things to my spouse.
能够帮他一下。
So that I can help her a little bit.
还要祷告。
I still need to pray.
想说这个时候是最合适的时候。
And to see if this is the right moment.
这个语气是最。最温柔的语气。
Am I use the most gentle tone of voice?
但你知道，那话刚一出口。
But as soon as the words leave my mouth,
你就知道你惹了祸了。
You know you're in trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们人真的太需要智慧了。
Brother and sister, we truly need wisdom.
我们真的满心都是盼望帮助人的。
Our heart is always a desire to help.
但是这话一出口，就让人家就抱起来了。
But as soon as the words leave our mouth, it causes wrath in another person.
当我们读这段圣经的时候
When we read this scripture,
我们发现这里面它不是一般的意义来讲智慧
We discover that it does not teach us about wisdom from a common way
这里面它告诉我们有两种的智慧
Here it tells us there's two wisdom
一种叫做这世上的智慧
And one type is the worldly wisdom The wisdom of the world
就是这世界的智慧
And that is the wisdom of the world.
这世界的智慧它根据什么呢?
And what is the basis for the wisdom of the world?
这世界的智慧是根据人的眼睛的查看。
And the wisdom of the world is based on the examination of eyes.
根据耳听。
It's based upon our ears.
根据人心里所想。
And based upon the thoughts of men.
这个智慧它的源头乃是这世上的灵
And the source of this wisdom is the spirit of this world
这个智慧是属地的
This is worldly wisdom
是属情欲的
It is a wisdom of our flesh
也是属魔鬼的
It is also belonging to the devil
这是在新约雅各书第三章十五节那里告诉我们的
And this is described in James chapter 3
里面它告诉我们还有另外一种的智慧
And here it tells us another type of wisdom.
那就是神的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of God.
那什么是神的智慧呢?
And what is the wisdom of God?
它这里面在第七节特别告诉我们。
In verse 7 it tells us.
告诉我们这个智慧是隐秘的。
It tells us this wisdom is hidden.
这个智慧是神奥秘的智慧。
It is the wisdom in a mystery.
这个智慧是一个奥秘。
This wisdom is a mystery.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是说，是不是根据人的眼见的
？It means that this wisdom is not based upon what our eyes can see.
也不是根据人的耳听。
It's not based upon what our ears.
也不是根据人心里所想的。
It's not based upon which that enter to the heart of man.
是这世上人所不晓得的一种智慧。
It is a wisdom which is unknown to the people.
就连这世上有权有位的人，连一个都不晓得的。
Even the rulers of this world does not know this wisdom.
我们知道这世上有权有位的人，他们应该是相对来讲是相当有智慧的一般人。
We know the rulers of this world are people who are very wise.
但是他们没有一个晓得的。
But none of them know about this wisdom.
这个智慧完全是从神来的。
This wisdom comes from God.
这个智慧只能是神的圣灵启示给人的。
And this can only be revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
只有从圣灵我们才能得到这样的智慧。
Only through the Holy Spirit that we can gain such wisdom.
换一句话说。
In another word.
只有接受十字架救恩的这一般人。
Only those who have received salvation through the cross.
他们才有这样的智慧。
They can possess such wisdom.
世上的智慧每个人都有的。
The wisdom of this world, every man has the wisdom of this world.
只要他有眼睛,
as long as you have eye,
只要他有耳朵,
as long as you have ears,
只要他有一颗心,
as long as you have a heart,
他就有这世上的智慧,
then you possess the wisdom of this world.
但是这里面说, 只有完全的人,
but here it tells us only the perfect man.
他们才有这样的智慧,
they possess such wisdom.
谁是完全人?
Who is perfect?
什么叫做完全人呢?
What is a perfect man?
我想我和许多这个做父亲的都一样。
I think I am like many of the fathers who are seated here.
当这个小孩刚生下来的时候。
When your child is just born.
从头看到尾。
And you examine from head to toe.
看很久。
You looked at him for a long time.
然后我跟我太太讲。
Then I told my wife.
除了没牙以外，什么都有。
Besides not having any teeth, he has everything.
很完全的。
It's very complete.
真的是完全的。
It's a very complete person.
弟兄姊妹，生命生下来都是完全的。
Brother and sister, when the new life was born, it is complete.
虽然他需要长大。
Even though it needs to grow.
他需要成熟。
It needs to be matured.
但是他生下来的时候，那个生命是完全的。
But when it was just born, it was already perfect.
我们今天都是从圣灵而生的。
Today we're all born from the Holy Spirit.
我们一从圣灵而生，我们的生命就是一个完全的生命。
As soon as we were born in the Spirit, we possess a perfect life.
一个蒙恩得救的人就是一个完全的人。
A person who is saved is a perfect man.
因为这个智慧只有借着信心才能得着。
Because you can only possess and gain this wisdom through faith.
你没办法借着努力来得的。
You cannot gain this wisdom through your own effort.
因为这一个智慧是圣灵才能够赐给人的。
Only the Holy Spirit can give men such wisdom.
我们看这个智慧到底是怎样一种智慧呢?
We will look at what kind of wisdom is this.
我们看见这里面他告诉我们神的智慧有好几个特点。
And here it tells us several special characteristics of God's wisdom.
神的智慧头一个特点就是他是神的大能。
And the first characteristic of God's wisdom is it is His power.
他能够使人的信心能够站立得住。
It can cause our faith stand firm.
在第五节里面。
In verse 5,
说叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
在这个原来的原文的意思里面，说他说让我们的信心不是站在这个人的智慧上，乃是站在神的大能的上面。
In the original translation, it says that your faith should not stand on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
人的信心能不能站住呢?
Can men stand firm on their faith?
这从我们开始蒙恩得救的时候开始
Ever since we are saved,
我们都非常羡慕有信心的人
We all desire those people who have faith.
有一天如果我能像某某弟兄那样的信心该多好
It will be so wonderful if one day my faith is like certain brothers.
那我的生活呢，充满了平安，充满了喜乐。
Then my life will be filled with peace and filled with joy.
其实大家都知道，神未曾应许天色常蓝。
In reality, everyone knows that God has not promised the sky always blue.
我们都知道，我们世上会经过很多的艰难。
We all know that we will go through many trials in our life.
但是，一遇到事情，我们的信心就倒下去了。
But whenever we encounter any kind of trials, our faith falls.
甚至连这个我们中间许多的朋友都很羡慕有信心。
Even many friends, gospel friends among us, they desire to have faith.
哎呀，如果能够像达到你们那样的境界，那太好了。
If we, our life can reach to your realm, that is so wonderful.
经过什么样的艰难，都能够平静安稳。
No matter what trials you're going through, you can always have peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常想说，让我们的信心能站立得住。
Brothers and sisters, many times we want our faith to be able to stand firm.
但是你怎样让你的信心站立得住？
But how do you cause your faith to stand firm?
多少时候我们盼望用人的智慧？
Many times we want to use the wisdom of men.
有的时候我们想说，我要经历一个神迹。
Sometimes we think we can just experience a miracle.
我跟主这样祷告好多次。
I have prayed such prayer to God many times.
哪怕就一个。
Just let me experience one miracle.
就是一个神迹就可以。
One miracle will be enough.
我的信心就站住了。
Then my faith will be established.
或者你让我听见一篇非常好的道。
Or you let me hear a very good message.
哦，这个讲得非常的这个心服口服。
A wonderful message that I will agree.
我从此我的信心就站住了。
And from then on, my faith will be established.
弟兄姊妹，这是这世上灵的一个欺骗。
And brother, sister, this is a deceptive thought of this wisdom of this world.
如果一个人他的信心仅仅是因着一些神奇的事情
，If a man's wisdom is only built upon some miracles,
你发现会有一个更加神奇的事就让他不信。
You will discover there will be something even more miraculous that will give him disbelief.
如果从前我这个病祷告就治好了
If formerly my illness was cured through prayers
现在一个很小很小的一个毛病就是好不了
And later on I have some illness that is very very minor but it will not be healed
你发现我们的信心就开始摇动了
Then you discover your faith began to shake
如果一个人的信心乃是建立在一个非常聪明的讲论上
If your faith is built on very wise discourse.
哎呀，你今天讲的真好。
And your message is so good.
今天我信了。
Today I believe you.
讲的太好了。
You are so eloquent.
我信了。
I believe.
如果你的信心是建立在这样好的讲论上。
And if your faith is built on such eloquent speech.
你发现有一天有个更好的讲论就让你不信。
Then one day you will discover a better speech that will cause you disbelief.
因为这世上的智慧它乃是从世上的灵出来
And because the wisdom of the world comes from the wisdom from the spirit of this world
而这世上的灵就是一个不信的灵
And this spirit of this world is a spirit of disbelief
如果这个不信的灵在背后的话
And if this deceptive spirit is behind everything
我们怎么能够让我们的信心站立得住
How can we cause our faith to stand firm?
只有神的智慧
Only God's wisdom
能够让我们的信心站立得住
That can cause us to stand firm in our faith
这是神智慧的头一个特点
This is the first character of God's wisdom
神的智慧还有第二个特点
And the second character
这里面告诉我们它能够让我们来认识神
Here it tells us that it will cause us to know God
让我们能够认识属灵的事
That we will be able to know the spiritual thing.
弟兄姊妹，认识神这件事上，只有神的智慧可以做得到。
Only God's wisdom can cause us to know God.
这世上的智慧是完全失败的。
And if you want to know God through the wisdom of this world, you will just fail.
因为在圣经里面明明地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
这世上的智慧不能叫人认识神。
Wisdom of this world cannot cause men to know God.
如果主已经说了
If God has already spoken,
如果主说人凭着自己的智慧不能够认识神
If the Lord tells us that by man's wisdom we cannot know God,
我们无论怎样的来努力
then no matter how hard we try,
无论怎样来考察
no matter how much you study,
你没有办法来认识神
there is no way that you can know God.
不仅如此
not only that,
这世上的智慧不仅不能让我们认识神
The wisdom of this world cannot cause us to know God.
而且还让我们远离神。
It causes to further stand away from God.
甚至叫人与神为仇为敌。
It even bring enmity between us and God.
你发现这些世上有权有势的人。
You discover all the rulers of this world.
他们是最有世上智慧的人。
And they are the one who possess the most wisdom of this world.
他们弃绝神。
And yet they forsake God. They resist him.
甚至到了一个地步，把他钉在十字架上。
To the point that they will crucify him on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得稀奇吗？
But sister, do you wonder?
有的时候你发现，有的人真的是非常 nice 的，也非常好的一个人。
Sometimes you see some people, they're so very nice.
他们非常的有修养，有教养。
And they're very elegant, and they're very educated.
但是当你说要信耶稣的时候。
But when you mention that you need to believe in Jesus,
你发现马上会给你翻脸。
They immediately turn their face.
什么脏话都会说得出来的。
And they will use all kinds of curse words.
你不觉得稀奇吗？
Don't you wonder at that?
为什么？
Why is it?
为什么人这样的来仇恨神呢？
Why is it that men hated God so much?
因为这世上的智慧乃是从人的骄傲里出来。
Because the wisdom of this world is a product of man's pride.
而且也让人更加的骄傲。
And it caused men to be prouder than before.
当人来到神面前的时候，
When men come before God,
人至少要承认自己是无知的。
Men at least had to confess that we are
foolish. 要承认自己是无能的。
We had to confess that we are unable.
弟兄姊妹，承认一个人无知，
But sister, to confess that you are foolish,
乃是对人的骄傲最大的冒犯。
And it is the greatest hurt to man's pride.
The greatest offense.
Greatest offense.
It's the greatest offense to human pride. 弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你就发现说当人起初被造好的时候，
You discover when man was just created.
其实神的永能和神应是明明可知的。
We already know God's nature.
但是仇敌在这里来挑拨人里面的骄傲。
And, But the enemy wants to provoke man's pride.
有些事是你不知道的。
Some are things you do not know.
神把有些事藏起来，是你所不知道的。
God has hidden some things that you do not know.
你发现人就开始对神起了怀疑。
You discover men began to doubt God.
人就开始怀疑神的爱。
They began to doubt the love of God.
慢慢人就开始离开神。
Gradually they began to leave God.
他们就不感谢神。
And they will not give thanksgiving to
him. 也不荣耀他。
They will not glorify him.
你发现他们的心思就变为虚妄。
And their heart become vain.
无知的心就变黑暗了。
And their hearts become darkened.
本来是一个无知的心而已。
Before it was just an ignorant heart.
无知的心是可以蒙光照的。
But an ignorant heart can be enlightened.
无知的心是可以得到神的智慧的。
Ignorant heart can receive the wisdom of God.
但是无知的心昏暗了。
But then there is confusion in this ignorance.
自以为聪明反成了愚拙。
They thought that they were wise, they have become foolish.
将来不能喜欢神的形象，变成了那些受造之物。
And they take the image of God and made them into the created being.
你发现人很喜欢拜偶像。
You discover man loves to worship idols.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为偶像是他能够了解的。
Because idols are something that they're able to understand.
他多高我知道的。
He knows how high the idol is.
他哪天开光了我都知道。
And 开光。
Whatever, yeah. 他哪天做的，他哪天做的。
And when did you make the idol? You also know that.
他用什么材料做我都晓得。
You also know what the material is made out of the idol.
你发现人宁愿去拜偶像。
And that's why men rather worship an idol.
因为人里的骄傲得到满足。
Because it satisfies the pride in man's heart.
但是有一天人会醒过来的。
But one day the man will be awakened.
这不是神啊。
This is not God.
今天在明天我可以把他脑袋砍下来。
Today this idol is here. Tomorrow I can chop down the head.
他不是神。
This is not God.
所以人就得这个结论。
And then man has come to this conclusion.
没有神。
There is no God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见人智慧的虚妄吗？
Francis, do you see the vanity of man's wisdom?
人自己做出了偶像。
Men have created an idol.
从偶像又得出结论没有神。
And the conclusion of this idol is that there is no God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这世上的智慧不仅不能叫我们认识神，
the wisdom of this world cannot cause us to know God.
而且让我们常常抵挡神，
it causes us to resist God.
让我们觉得我们什么都知道，
it causes us to think that we know everything.
当你读约伯记的时候，
when you read the book of Job,
你发现约伯和他三个朋友，
you discover that Job and his three friends,
每个人都觉得自己什么都知道。
They all, each of them thinks that they know everything.
有什么是你们知道我不知道的？
Is there anything that you know that I don't know?
你说人吵架都常常这么吵架的。
And that's how men fight.
如果你们死了，智慧就灭绝了。
If you die, then the wisdom is gone.
弟兄姊妹，这是人里面的骄傲。
Brothers and sisters, this is the pride of man.
这是世上的智慧所产生的结果。
And this is the result of the worldly wisdom.
世上的智慧不能够叫人认识神。
The wisdom of this world cannot cause men to know God.
只有神借着圣灵来开启我们。
Only God, through the Holy Spirit, can reveal.
只有神的智慧能够让我们来认识神。
Only God's wisdom can cause us to know Him.
神的智慧不仅让我们认识神。
God's wisdom not only causes us to know God,
让我们认识属灵的事。
It also causes us to know the spiritual thing.
弟兄姊妹，这世上的智慧也会教导人的。
Brothers and sisters, the wisdom of this world can also teach men.
但是这世上的智慧教出来的，跟神的智慧启示出来的是完全不一样的。
But the wisdom of this world can teach something completely different than what God's Spirit reveals.
比如说，基督是我们的义。
For example, Christ is our righteousness.
当我们用世上的智慧被教出来的时候
，When we learn from the wisdom of this world,
我们这个人谁也碰不得。
And no one can touch us.
基督是我的义。
Christ is my righteousness.
你怎么能说我不好呢？
How can you say anything bad about me?
神都称我为义了。
Even God calls me.
你算老几啊？
Then who are you?
我这个人谁都碰不了的。
No one can touch me.
而且人教出来的称义。
And justification by through the teaching of man.
你就发现你只顾到你自己。
Will cause you only care about yourself.
只要我称义就可以。
As long as I am justified, it's enough.
基督已经是我的义了。
Christ is already my righteousness.
但是神的智慧所启示的不是这样。
But through the revelation of God's wisdom, it's different.
当神的智慧启示我们的时候。
When God revealed to us through His wisdom.
当我说基督是我们的义的时候。
When we think about Christ is my righteousness.
我们这个人是柔软的。
We are meek.
我们算不得什么。
We are nothing.
若不是基督的缘故。
If without Christ.
我们算得什么。
Then we are nothing.
而且当我们被圣灵智慧启示的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit revealed God's wisdom to us.
如果世上还有一个流浪失丧的罪人。
And if there is still one more lost sinner on this earth.
那个义心就会伤痛。
Your righteous heart will ache.
弟兄姊妹，从人教出来的和神智慧启示出来，真的完全不一样。
Brothers and sisters, the knowledge that was taught by men, and revealed by God, is completely different.
基督是我们的圣洁。
Christ is our holiness.
人的智慧可以教的。
Men can use their wisdom to teach.
但你发现，当人被教的时候
，But as you discover when men taught on this subject,
谁都不敢摸你了。
No one there.
你们离开我远远的。
You need to stay away from me.
我比你们都圣洁。
Because I am holier than you.
你发现人教出的圣洁，天上找不到，地上也看不见的。
And because the holiness taught by man, you cannot find in heaven, you cannot find on earth.
你发现这个人不知道他活在哪里的。
You do not know where this man lives.
而神的智慧所启示出来的。
But what is revealed through the wisdom of God?
你发现你乃是出污泥而不染。
You discover that you live in the filth, but you are not contaminated.
罪人和税吏的朋友。
And you become the friend of the sinner and the tax gatherer.
当主耶稣在地上行走的时候。
When Jesus walked on the earth.
无论什么样的污秽的人都可以来到他的面前。
No matter how lowly the person is, they can all come before the Lord.
他们因着他的圣洁被改变了。
And because the holiness of Jesus Christ, they are changed.
这是神的智慧所启示出来的。
And this is through the revelation of God's wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，神的智慧让我们来认识神。
God's wisdom calls us to know God.
神的智慧让我们认识属灵的事。
God's wisdom calls us to know the spiritual thing.
神的智慧不仅让我们能够信心站立得住。
God's wisdom not only causes our faith to stand firm.
不仅能够让我们来认识神。
And not only to know Him.
而且神的智慧还使我们得荣耀。
And His wisdom also gives glory.
在第七节的后半。
in the second half of verse 7,
就预定使我们得荣耀的。
God predestined before the ages to our glory.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人怎么能够得荣耀呢？
Brother and sister, how can man be glorified?
人已经被罪恶已经毁坏到这种的地步。
Man has already been ruined by sin.
人怎么能够得荣耀呢？
But how can man receive glory?
我们知道这世上的智慧其实也看见人身上的软弱。
We know that the wisdom of this world also shows us the weakness of man.
这世上有权有位的人，其实他们为了要解决人罪的问题，付出不知道多少的代价。
The ruler of this age, they want to resolve the issue of man's sin and weakness.
他们做了很多的努力啊。
And with great effort.
他们真的盼望能够解决人罪的问题。
They hope to resolve the problem of sin.
因为如果人的罪的问题不能得到解决，
If they cannot resolve the problem of sin,
人没有办法能够成为是荣耀的，
then man can never be glorified.
是人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All men have sinned and fell short of
God's glory. 只要有罪在那里，
as long as sin is there,
人就不可能有荣耀。
Then there is impossible for man to receive glory.
世上有权有位的人用了多少的脑筋来解决人罪的问题。
And the ruler of this earth used so much wisdom trying to resolve this issue of sin.
这世上有权有位的人，他们曾经建立了这个政治强权的世界。
And these rulers of this world tried to establish laws and rules on the land.
有的建立了物质繁华的世界。
Sometimes they build up a richly materialistic world.
有的建立了这个教育文化的世界。
And some establish the education world.
有的建立了宗教的世界。
Some establish religious world.
他们用了多少的心血？
And they use all their hearts.
用尽了人的智慧。
They used up all, they exhausted all their wisdom.
盼望把人从罪里面挽回过来。
And they want to restore men from sin.
你就发现最后的结局都是失败。
But you discover the end result is failure.
只有失败。
Only failure.
我记得前一段时间到过一次荷兰。
Not too long ago, I traveled to Holland.
荷兰那个地方是很特别的一个地方。
This place, Holland, is a very unique place.
你刚下飞机的时候，
As soon as you get off the plane,
到处都是抽烟的人。
You find the smokers everywhere.
我简直是不敢相信。
I could not believe my eyes.
我这是欧洲啊。
I said, this is Europe.
怎么会这么多人抽烟呢？
How come so many smokers?
后来人告诉我，不仅抽烟呢。
And later on people tell me not only they smoke,
吸毒都是随便的。
And they can even smoke pots freely.
什么都可以做的。
They can do everything.
什么都不算犯罪的。
Nothing is against the law.
弟兄姊妹，听说那里的犯罪率是最低的。
I heard that there is the lowest crime rate in Europe.
我想是这样，什么都不算犯罪啊。
I said it's because nothing you do is against the law.
犯罪率真的是最低的。
And that's why you have the lowest crime rate.
你知道他们以此为骄傲。
You know that they took pride in that.
我们国家犯罪率是最低的。
Our nation has the lowest crime rate.
那你知道吗？香港那里面多少贩毒的都是从荷兰买的毒品。
But you know that all the addicts in Hong Kong, they have purchased these drugs from Holland.
这是人的智慧。
This is a result of man's wisdom.
这是人的智慧，想盼望解决罪的问题。
Man wish to resolve the issue of sin.
如果你去过新加坡的话，
If you've been to Singapore,
我没去过。
I've never been there.
我听说那里秩序非常的好。
But I heard that it's a very orderly place.
那里面如果你要街上扔一张废纸的话，
If you want to throw some trash on the street,
听说要罚很多的钱，
They will find you heavily,
比这边闯红灯的钱也不少，
And more than they find you here when you run a red light.
所以那里的人都非常规矩的。
And so over there, all the citizens are very law.
那里面如果你去调查的犯罪率也是很低很低的。
And if you do some research and study, you will find out they also have the lowest crime rate.
前一段时间在纽约一个弟兄他跟我交通。
Not too long ago, a brother from New York fellowship with me.
告诉我说他们有一个同事是从新加坡来的。
And he said he has a coworker that came from Singapore.
他的同事告诉他说他很稀奇在美国这边的人。
And that co-worker was amazed by the people in the United States.
因为这个我这个弟兄呢，他这个他的妻子的钱包有一次丢掉了。
And because this brother who fellowship with me, his wife had lost her purse once.
经过了我忘了几天了，然后原封不动的那个包又被人家送回来。
And after several days, someone has returned the purse and nothing was lost.
他的这个新加坡同事告诉他说。
And his Singapore co-worker told him.
他在新加坡这是不可能发生的。
He said, this is an impossible thing in Singapore.
地上哪怕有一分钱，都快没一会儿就没有了。
Even if there's a cent falling on the floor, it will disappear in a minute.
这是人的智慧所教出来的。
And this is a result of man's wisdom.
这是人的智慧所能够达到最高的标准。
This is the highest achievement of man's wisdom.
只有神的智慧。
Only God's wisdom.
他不仅要挽回我们。
Not only he will restore us.
圣经上特别说，他设立耶稣为挽回祭。
The Bible tells us that he established Jesus Christ as our...
全世界所有的智慧，他们都想挽回。
And they want to restore... All the wisdom of this world want to restore us.
只有我们的神，他有挽回祭。
Only our God has the propitiation.
只有借着他的血。
Only through his blood.
人的罪才能够得到赦免。
Man's sin can be forgiven.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of the blood, sins cannot be forgiven.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这世上的智慧不仅不能叫我们得荣耀。
This wisdom of this world cannot bring us glory.
多少的时候让我们中了自己的诡计。
And many times we have even fallen into our own trap.
多少的时候让我们蒙羞受辱啊。
Many times it has given us shame.
记得有一个有一个应该是个弟兄了。
There was a brother.
他找到一个工作。
And he found a job.
但是从他找到工作那一天开始就不来聚会。
But since the day he found a job, he stopped coming to the church.
然后我们当然就去看看他。
So of course we went to visit him.
那个时候他的这个岳父岳母都在。
At that time his father-in-law and mother-in-law were all with him.
然后我们就跟他们一起有点交谈。
So we had some fellowship with them.
我说怎么这么忙啊？
I said, how come he's so busy?
他说你不知道。
And they say, oh, you don't know.
说那个他写那个 resume 写那个什么那叫简历的时候啊，多加了几条。
And when he wrote on his resume, he added some other qualifications.
本来不会的，他写他会。
Formerly he didn't know it, and he said, but he wrote in his resume he knew about them.
所以老板说你这个赶紧去做。
And so the boss says, since you know, you need to do this project.
你能不忙吗？
Of course he's busy.
赶紧学啊。
He has to learn it very quickly.
哎呀，天天打电话。
And every day he's on the phone.
买书啊。
He's buying, purchasing books.
去这个图书馆。
He's going to the library.
夜以继日的忙啊。
He was busy day and night.
最后还是蒙羞啊。
At the end, he was still ashamed.
你这现学的不灵啊
Because whatever you just learned it is not useful
我们知道还有的弟兄姊妹
We know that there are some other brothers and sisters
他们真的很诚实
They were truly honest
会什么就写什么
Whatever they know how to do they put it down
你知道公司派他们去学他们应该学的
And then the company will send them to take classes and learn what they need to learn
不仅给他们时间还给他们钱
Not only give them time, but also give them money.
而且他们可以来聚会。
They also are able to come to the meetings.
而且还可以侍奉。
They can still serve God.
而侍奉得好好的。
And they can serve God well.
神的智慧使人得荣耀。
God's wisdom gives men glory.
人的智慧让人中了自己的诡计。
And man's wisdom will only entrap himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是何等需要神的智慧。
Brother and sister, how we need God's wisdom today.
我们如果不常能进到神的智慧的里面
If we do not enter into God's wisdom
我们的生活实在是没有见证的生活
Then our life will not be a life with testimony
但是我们今天都是蒙恩得救的人
Today we're all saved
我们都是完全人
We're all perfect.
圣灵已经把神的智慧赐给我们了。
The Holy Spirit has already given us God's wisdom.
怎么我们常常好像享受不到这样的智慧呢？
But why is it oftentimes we're unable to enjoy such wisdom?
这里面我们看见一个极大的拦阻。
And here we see a great barrier.
就是我们太喜欢世上的智慧。
That is, we desire the wisdom of this world.
我们太喜欢依靠自己的聪明。
We want to rely upon our own wisdom.
我们太依靠自己的智慧。
We want to live by our own wisdom.
所以我们常常蒙羞。
And that's why we're often ashamed.
我们常常活不出神让我们活出的样子。
We often cannot live the way God wants us to live.
所以这里面十字架要做它奇妙的事。
Here, the cross will do its amazing work.
十字架要在我们里面要除掉我们对世上智慧的依靠。
The cross will get rid of all our reliance on this world.
如果十字架不做这样的工作，
If this cross will not do such work of removal,
只要事情一发生，我们马上就是人的智慧。
Anytime we see a situation, we will immediately use man's wisdom.
所以这里面我们要看见十字架要在我们身上做许多的工作。
Here we see the cross will do many work in us.
那十字架怎样来做呢？
How does the cross does this work?
我们知道这世上的智慧乃是根据眼睛、耳朵和心思。
We know that the wisdom of this world is based upon our eye, our ears, and our thoughts.
所以十字架要对付我们的眼目。
And that's why the cross will deal with our eyes.
对付我们的耳朵。
The cross will deal with our ears.
十字架也要对付我们的心思。
The cross will also deal with the hearts, with the thoughts of our hearts.
十字架怎样对付我们的眼目呢？
How does the cross deal with our eyes?
它要让我们不再凭外貌认人。
He will not cause us to know men through our eyes.
在侍奉里面，我记得我们常常有一些的失败。
In serving God, we often have many failures.
常常凭外貌认人。
And because we always judge men according to their appearance.
感谢神，神在环境中管教我们。
We thank the Lord for teaching us in these circumstances.
因为只有借着管教才能让我们有点智慧。
Only through His training that we can receive.
才能让我们不再凭外貌认人。
That we will no longer see men from their appearance.
有的时候我们看见这个人。哎呀，马上可以受洗了。
Sometimes we say, "Well, this man is ready to be baptized."
我们高兴得很。
We are filled with joy.
后来这个人到现在还没有信主。
And later on, we discover he still has not believed in God until now.
我觉得这个人不要理他了。
Sometimes we feel that we need to just leave this other person alone.
只是来吃饭的。
They just want to come here for meals.
当然，神扩大我们的爱心，也可以容纳他。
Of course, God enlarge our love so that we can.
这个人要信主，还不知道等到几年以后了。
We don't know for how many years that he will stay here to eat free meals.
下一次，他站在那里为主做见证。
But the next time, he's standing there to testify for God.
在神面前，常常悔改在主的面前。
I often repent before the Lord.
常常凭我自己的眼目。
Because I often serve according to my
总是凭外貌来认人。
I always judge men according to their appearance.
不仅让我们不凭外貌认人。
God would cause us not to know men through their appearance.
也不凭外貌来看圣经。
They would, he also teaches not to read the Bible according to its appearance.
记得有一次读创世纪三十六章。
I remember once I was reading Genesis 36.
如果你熟悉那一章的话。
If you're familiar with that chapter,
可能你都把它跳过去。
You probably will skip that chapter.
因为那是那一整个一章讲以扫的家谱。
And because that whole chapter talks about the genealogy of Esau.
我跟你说，这一章咱们就跳过去好了。
So sometimes I say, let's just skip this chapter.
这个三十六、三十七一起交通。
We will share chapter 36, 37 together.
但是里面就感觉说，你要好好的读啊。
But then my heart tells me you need to study this chapter well.
我记得那一次当我们那个星期五晚上来交通这个创世纪三十六章的时候。
I remember that one Friday as we fellowship on Genesis 36.
弟兄姊妹都被主的爱所充满。
All the brothers and sisters were filled by the love of God.
那天祷告都特别强。
That day, all the prayers were very strong.
主要在环境里教导我们。
Because God will teach us in our environment.
不要凭眼见。
Do not live by sight.
有的时候看见聚会的人多起来。
Sometimes I see the number of people attending the meeting increase.
好高兴啊。
I was filled with joy.
而且看见弟兄们都在那里侍奉。
I see that brothers and sisters all rose up to serve God.
这里没有一个发怨言的。
There's no one complaining or grumbling.
都在那里尽心尽意的来侍奉。
Each one of them are serving with their whole heart.
就在我最得意的时候。
Just when I was most joyful.
那里面就有一个感觉。
I have this feeling in my heart.
里面有感觉就很不舒服。
I had this discomfort in my heart.
后来我在读这个以斯帖记的时候。
And later on, when I read the book of Esther,
你看见说当那个哈曼得意的时候，
you see that when Haman was in his high days,
那个预表圣灵的那个莫迭改就闷闷不乐。
And you see that the Mordecai, who represents the Holy Spirit, he was not happy.
圣灵跟人的肉体总是相反的。
The Holy Spirit is always opposite to man's flesh.
神的圣灵抵挡人的肉体。
God's Holy Spirit resists man's flesh.
只有哈曼被钉在十字架上的时候，圣灵才能够安息。
Only when Haman is nailed on the cross, then the Holy Spirit can rest.
神让我们不再凭外貌。
God calls us no longer to live by sight.
学习把自己的眼目放在十字架的底下。
And learn to place our eyes beneath the cross.
不仅这里说要对付我们的眼目。
Not only he will deal with our eyes.
因为是眼睛没有看见过的。
And because eyes have not seen.
而且是耳没有听过的。
And ear has not heard.
神怎样来对付我们的耳朵呢？
So God will also deal with our ears.
神要让我们不再听人的理由。
God will cause us no longer to hear man's reasoning.
弟兄姊妹，其实圣经很多的话都非常的清楚。
Brother sister, many times the words in the Bible are very, very clear.
如果我们听，我们就有智慧。
If you listen to the Bible, you will have wisdom.
圣经上说，如果人弃掉神的话，心里还能有什么智慧？
The Bible tells us if men forsake God, then what wisdom can man have?
连世人都说，如果我们持守主的话。
Even the people of this world says, if we can keep the word of God,
这大国的人是真有智慧。
Then this great nation is full of wisdom.
他们有这样的律例典章。
They have such laws and statutes.
主的话说得非常的清楚。
God's word is very clear.
但是人却讲了许多的理由。
But man gives a lot of reasons.
主的话说，信的和不信的不能同负一轭。
And the word of God says, the believer and unbeliever cannot be yoked together.
人讲出许多的理由。
And based on that, men can give a lot of reasons.
当我们在服侍年轻弟兄姊妹的时候。
When we are serving the younger brothers sisters.
人讲了很多的理由。
They gave us a lot of reasons.
每个理由都是情辞迫切的。
And every excuse is very reasonable.
好像每个理由都是站得住的。
And it seems that every excuse can stand.
让主带领我们，让我们单单听主的话。
May God lead us that we only listen to His voice.
我们把人的理由放下。
We lay aside men's reasonings.
弟兄姊妹，人的理由背后只是这世上的智慧。
Because you know, men's reasoning is a result of the wisdom of this world.
你有没有听见好像在伊甸园里的声音呢？
Have you ever heard the voice coming out of the Garden of Eden?
神岂是真这样讲？
Did God really say it is so?
神难道真的说信的和不信的不能同负一轭吗？
Has God ever said that the believer and the unbeliever cannot be yoked together?
你试试看，你不一定有问题的。
Try it, you may not have any problem.
哦，我看见有的挺好的。
I see some couples are very good.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这难道不是那个蛇在说话吗？
Brother, sister, that is the voice of the serpent.
圣经上说，神所配合的人不能分开。
The Bible tells us what God put together, man cannot torn asunder.
在今天这个时代的里面。
But in today's time,
人讲了多少的理由
？Man gives so many reasons.
没有关系。
It's okay.
我是一个例外。
I am an exception.
一般的情形是不可分开的。
Under normal circumstances, you cannot be, this marriage cannot be torn asunder.
我这个情形是非常特别的。
But I am a special case.
如果神真的在我面前审问的话，我也跟他这么讲的。
If God truly judged me, then I will explain it to God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当人在那里讲理由的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you discover men gives their excuses,
当人在听这些理由的时候，
when men began to listen to these excuses,
人里面怎么会有智慧？
How can men gain wisdom?
人里面怎么会有神的智慧？
How can men gain the wisdom of God?
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
You wife, submit to your husband.
有的人说别的弟兄都能顺服，就是这个不能顺服。
And some people said, I can submit to all brothers in church, but not my husband.
但是主的话说，是顺服自己的丈夫。
But the word of God says, wife, submit to your husband.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲理由。
And sister, we give it our excuses.
这是世上的智慧。
Because this is the wisdom of this world.
让我们来到十字架底下。
Let us come at the foot of the cross.
让我们只听主的话怎么说？
Let us only listen to what the word of God.
只要人听主的话，人就有神的智慧。
Because if you listen to the word of God, you will have wisdom.
十字架要在我们身上一直的做工。
The cross will continue to work in you.
让我们行审判不凭眼见。
And that we will judge not by our sight.
断是非不凭耳闻。
That we will discern not because of reasoning.
我曾经读到一个见证。
I formerly heard of this testimony.
一个很属灵的一个姊妹。
And there was a very spiritual sister.
她有一次她要去一个地方去服侍。
Once she was going to a certain place to minister.
因为她年纪很大了，所以她叫她底下的这个同事跟她来安排这个机票。
Because she was elderly, so she asked her younger coworker to arrange the ticket for the trip.
她把那行程就写好了。
And she wrote down her itinerary.
他们去照他行程去订票的时候，
And when they were trying to purchase ticket according to her itinerary,
他发现有一个行程啊，根本都没有那个航班。
And they discovered there's one leg of the trip, there's no such ticket.
从来都没有飞机在那两个城市之间飞的。
And they discovered that there was no direct flight between these two cities.
你要想去就得绕个圈子才能去的。
If you want to go to this place, you had to take a big circle.
然后他们就告诉这个年长的姊妹说，你看你这个需要改一下。
So they informed this elderly sister and says, you need to change your trip.
那个姊妹说，我已经祷告过了。
The sister says, I have already prayed.
你打电话再去问一下。
Just call them again and ask.
而他们打电话去问的时候，
And so when they called again to ask,
他那个航空公司正好刚开始一个航线。
They discovered that the airline has just opened up that route.
在这个荧幕上还没有显现出来。
It wasn't shown on the computers yet.
弟兄姊妹，神他要在我们身上做神的工作。
Friends, sister, God will do His work in us.
不凭眼见。
Not by sight.
不凭耳闻。
Not by what you hear.
让神的智慧在我们里面来教导我们。
To allow God's wisdom to teach us in all matters.
我想在这三样里面最难的是我们的心。
I think among the three, the most difficult is our heart.
啊，我们这个人这个心思意念实在是太多了。
We have so much thoughts in us.
我想在这一点上，神在我们身上要做多少年的工作。
In this, I believe God will do so many years of work.
我们这个人是最爱分析的。
And because we love to analyze,
就连要跟弟兄姊妹交通的话语也要好好分析一下。
Even in preparation to fellowship at the pulpit, you want to analyze all your words.
但你发现，当你读主在地上教训门徒的话语的时候
，But when you read the teaching of Jesus on earth,
主说这种的智慧啊，这种的言语是当时所赐给你的。
Jesus said that that word is given to you.
是在你们站在人面前为我做见证的时候就赐给你们的。
When you stand before men to testify for me, the proper words will be given to you.
你们不要预先在那里思想，好像要分析。
You do not have to prepare or analyze your answers.
可是人常常愿意分析。
But men often analyze.
你知道人分析出来的东西常常让主的话暧昧不明。
You know that many times when we analyze God's word, it becomes very confusing.
你发现约伯和他三个朋友就是这样。
And that was the case with Job and his three friends.
哦，他们分析得非常好。
They analyze very accurately.
如果你头一遍读约伯记的话，
If you read the book of Job for the first time,
你觉得他们每一句话讲得很有道理。
You say that each word is very logical.
哎，你觉得都讲得这么好，怎么神还不喜欢听呢？
How come with such wonderful language, God still does not want to hear them?
神说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？
God says, who used these foolish words to cause my will to be confused?
我在这个我们当我前一段时间大家在一起刷墙。
A while back, the brother and sister at Dumbo were painting the place together.
这个有的是我们用的是那个 water base 是水漆。
And some of the walls we use the water-based paint.
有的地方我们是用那个油漆。
And some we use oil-based paint.
所以有的时候我们要拿个刷子换来换去。
And so we had to use different brush to paint.
所以我们在换的时候要把那个刷子把它洗干净。
And when we change different type of paints, we had to wash the brushes cleanly.
那个水漆啊，你拿水漆洗没问题的。
And for the water-based paint, you can just use the water to rinse off.
那用油漆你拿水去洗洗试试看。
But you cannot use water to rinse off the oil-based paint.
越洗越黏糊。
And the more you rinse, the stickier it becomes.
这个越糟糕。
And it becomes a mess.
我不仅满手都是。
Not only the paint runs all over your head.
浑身都是。
And also cover your whole body.
一擦汗，这个脸上都是。
As you wipe off your sweat, the paint got all over your face.
属灵的是只有属灵的话能够来解释。
The spiritual things can only be interpreted by spirit.
你用这世上的智慧来解释属灵的话，越解释越模糊。
The more you interpret the spiritual thing with the wisdom of this world, it becomes confused.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
不是说你有了这一段圣经。
Not just because you have this portion.
不是你今天来到查经聚会里，今天该你领会。
Today you come to the Bible study, and it's your turn to lead the Bible.
你就把你准备的把它念出来。
And then you read all the things that you prepared.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
圣灵那个时候要把那个合适的话语赐给你。
Because the Holy Spirit will give you the appropriate word at that time.
就好像那个油能够在那个汽油里面溶解一样。
It's like the oil that can be dissolved in the gasoline.
后来我拿那个汽油一洗，到处都是清清凉凉的。
Later on, I use gasoline to wash off these oil-based paint. Everything is clean.
神要在这些事上来对付我们。
God will deal with us in these matters.
不仅仅哈，这个圣灵所赐的话是让你清楚。
The words given by the Holy Spirit will be very clear.
而且有力量。
And it's full of power.
主说那个时候所赐给你的言语智慧是你的敌人所挡不住的，驳不倒的。
The Lord says, the wisdom and the words that's given to you at that time, it cannot be defeated by your enemy.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们如果要为主征战。
Brother and sister, if you want to fight for the Lord today.
今天我们要来为主说话。
Today, if you want to speak for the Lord,
我们不能用人的智慧来分析。
We cannot analyze according to man's wisdom.
我们要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
圣灵的膏油当它浇灌下来的时候，
and when the anointing of the Holy Spirit pours down,
人的头脑可能没有明白。
Maybe your mind have not yet understood.
但他心里面却是被主摸着了。
But your heart will be touched by God.
有的时候我们人常用心思来分析神的带领。
Sometimes we use our thoughts to analyze God's guidance.
到底应该怎样做？
Which way should we go?
这是我们最难的一件事。
I think that's the most difficult thing to learn.
好像常常在这个大家交通的里面就提到这件事情。
Many times in our fellowship we mention about this.
圣灵怎样带领我呢？
How does the Holy Spirit lead me?
到底哪条路是圣灵指示给我的呢？
Which is the way that the Holy Spirit is pointing out to me?
有一次我去看那个柯翠琼小姐。
And once I went to visit Sister Kwa.
她告诉我她的一个见证。
She told me her testimony.
她说当她在开始要出来服侍主的时候，
When she just came out to serve the Lord.
她非常清楚神的呼召。
She was very clear about God's call.
而且弟兄姊妹也都非常印证。
And the brand sister also testified.
知道说我们姊妹确确实实是神所拣选的。
They know that our sister was chosen by God.
她向着主的心是那样的单纯，那样的热切。
Her heart to God was so pure and so simple.
那么她的父亲那个时候对他们这些孩子都很不好。
And at that time, her father was not very good to all the children.
啊，这个非常的，而且常常这个出去去做生意的。
He often travels far away to do business.
跟他们孩子们的关系都很远的。
And his relationship with the children are all very distant.
就在他要这个要出来全职间侍奉的时候。
Just when she was about to came out to full time serve the Lord.
他的父亲瘫在家里不能动了。
And her father became paralyzed at home.
我们姊妹有好几个兄弟姊妹。
Our sister had many brothers and sisters.
他们完全可以照顾他。
They all are able to serve the father.
但是他在主面前祷告的时候。
But when she prayed before the Lord,
她里面非常的挣扎。
And she was struggling in her heart.
她说人有多少的声音在跟她讲。
And men had given her all sorts of advice.
而且用主的话来跟她讲。
They used God's word to give her advice.
人爱父母，我胜过爱我，就不能跟随我。
If men love your father and mother more than you love me, you cannot follow me.
但她在主面前祷告的时候。
But when she prayed before God,
神给她一句话。
God gave her one word.
你要服在神大能的手下。
You need to submit under the power of full hand of God.
到了时候，神就叫你升高。
At the appointed time, He will exalt you.
那个时候，我们的姊妹忍受了很多的羞辱。
And so at that time, she endured a lot of shame.
她就留在家里，尽心的照顾她的父亲。
She remained at home to serve her father.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见多少的人在寻求神的旨意。
Brother and sister, today we see many people searching for God's word.
多少的人要寻求圣灵的带领。
Many people searching for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
人不晓得圣灵乃是把十字架带给我们。
But men do not realize that the Holy Spirit brings the cross to us.
十字架总是碰你最痛的地方。
The cross always touches your most sensitive place.
我们这有的人，他就是愿意侍奉父母的。
You know there are some people who just want to serve their parents.
聚会完全可以不去的。
They don't need to attend the meetings.
你真不去都没关系的。
They, if they do not go for a long time, it's okay.
非常的孝顺的。
Because they're so obedient to their parents.
因为他们爱他们的父母胜过爱主。
They love their parents more than they love the Lord.
你发现对于这样的人，圣灵要带他们，要碰到他们的痛处。
And for such kind of people, the Holy Spirit will lead them.And his leading will touch their most painful part.
有的时候，我们这个人是很爱做事的一个人。
And sometimes we are people who love to do things.
我是一个很快的一个人。
I'm very fast and doing everything.
那么神就要让我就是要慢下来。
And God will cause me to slow down.
要在跪在那好好的祷告。
That I need to kneel there and pray.
你不祷告，我就让你讲不出来。
If you don't pray, I will cause you not have any words.
不祷告，你出去以后你就吃个 ticket。
If you don't pray, you go out, you will get a ticket.
如果顶梁再硬的话，就再严厉的管教。
If you still have a stiff neck before God, then He will give you more severe guidance.
但你这有的人呢，就是一个指头都懒得动的。
And you know there are people who doesn't even want to move a finger.
这个有一个姊妹说，这个他们家的丈夫在家里做这个什么跨越运动。
There is a sister said that her husband exercised at home.
不是 exercise, 就是他跨越，有什么都跨过去。
Oh, he practices exercise of stepping over everything.
如果洗衣篮在那跨过去。
If the laundry basket is right there, he just step right over it.
这个反正地上摆的什么看都没看跨过去。
Whatever is on the floor, he just step over it.
有一次，这个他们家那个扫把从那个门口就倒下来，就横在那个门口了。
And once their broomstick fell from the door and it lay flat over across the hall.
就是这个斜着放躺在那儿了。
Oh, it lay at an angle against the wall.
下班回来一开门，说这扫把怎么放在这儿呢？
And he came home from work and he says, why is the broomstick placed here?
他把它就跨过去。
And then he just stepped over it.
对于这样的人，圣灵要带他经历十字架。
For such kind of person, the Holy Spirit will also lead him.
那个十字架是让我们觉得最痛的地方。
And the cross will touch our most painful part.
弟兄姊妹。人经历十字架是没有可夸口的。
Brother and sister, as men experience the cross, there's nothing we can boast about.
没有办法说我又学了什么功课。
You cannot boast, I learned another lesson.
因为那是你最痛的地方。
Because it touched your most painful part, your most sensitive part. Only through the cross that we can be softened. We begin to acquire the wisdom of God. The cross not only removes our negative parts in us, it also poured down the love of Christ to us.
所以这里他说, 神为爱他的人所预备的,
and here it tells us God has prepared for those whom he loves.
是眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见, 人心也未曾想到。
And these are the things which I have not seen, ear have not heard, and which have not entered the heart of
man.
When the Holy Spirit poured down to God's love to
us,
we truly want to abide by His command.
We
want to follow His will.
所以主说,
and God says, anyone who obeyed my commandment, he is the one who loves me.
我们就要与他同住，我要向他显现。
And I will dwell with him and appear to him.
所以圣灵一面在消极的，十字架一面消极的一面来除掉世上的智慧。
And on one hand, the cross is removing things in us.
另一面，十字架把爱浇灌在我们的里面。
On the other hand, the cross poured down the love of God to us.
借着圣灵，让我们肯顺服神的命令。
So through the Holy Spirit, we're able to obey God's command.
让我们能够进到神的智慧里面。
That we can enter into God's wisdom.
所以我们说，十字架实在是我们进入神智慧的道路。
We can truly say that the cross is the way for us to enter into God's wisdom. Let us pray.
主, 我们愿意在你的面前, 来承认我们所有的软弱。
Will we confess to you all our weaknesses?
我们承认我们常常没有来寻求你的智慧。
We confess that oftentimes we did not seek for your wisdom.
求你早晨借着你自己的话语再来光照我们。
This morning, Lord, shine upon our heart through your words.
让我们肯接受十字架在我们生命中的对付。
That we're able to accept all the dealing of the cross in our lives.
让我们都能进到神智慧的里面。
So that we may enter into God's wisdom.
都能够顺服圣灵的带领。
And we can be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
好让我们的生活，我们的侍奉，都能够讨主的喜悦。
That our life and our service may please you.
听我们的祷告,
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
2 brothers or sisters close us in prayer, just sealing up this word on our hearts.
我们请两三位弟兄姐妹在